Welcome back inside Coach's Inside here on Care Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Brad Kunicki, head coach of the Moramount Academy boys. And, well, Coach, you've had a couple of games since we've last talked. You were able to get back in action last night and picked up a 40-19 win over Jackson Heights. That follows a good win last Friday over Oskaloosa, 64-45. So a couple of good wins since that tough loss to JCN there a couple weeks ago. But what have just been your thoughts on these last two, beginning with Oskaloosa?
Well, in the Oskaloosa game, in the third quarter, I thought we let down our defensive intensity a little bit, and they got on a roll. They beat us in the third quarter, 17-6 or something like that in the third quarter. But the first, second, third quarter, I thought we defended really well. You know, we struggled at times from the perimeter against Oskaloosa, but we were able to get the ball inside and attack the basket a little bit. We missed a lot of shots at the rim. You know, I think we probably missed 8 shots just right at the rim. So we had some shooting struggles in that game. But outside of the third quarter, I thought we played a pretty good ball game there at Oski.
And then last night against Jackson Heights, I mean, that was just a game that was kind of muddy all the way through. Your offense wasn't quite there much, but that's kind of the style that Jackson Heights plays. So what did you see last night in that win?
Yeah, we hadn't had any practice. Neither did Jackson Heights. I mean, this is not an excuse or anything, but we haven't had any practice since our Oskaloosa game with the snow days and stuff like that. And you could tell that we were pretty rusty from the outside. We missed some good opportunities to score from the perimeter. But Jackson Heights likes to play a style where they just like to slow you down. You know, they want a low scoring game, and they make you work an offense to get a shot. When they have the ball on offense, they're pretty methodical about running their offense and getting the shot that they want. So it tends to be low scoring games when you play those guys. And we were able to do enough different kinds of traps and get in and out of enough different kinds of presses to speed them up a little bit, to get them a little bit uncomfortable on the offensive end, and then to give us easy baskets as a result of turnovers and stuff. And that was the game right there. You know, we created turnovers, got some easy baskets, and we forced them to play a little faster on their offensive end, which led to them taking shots they normally don't take. And they didn't hit them, so consequently we were able to keep them under 20 points. So, you know, overall I was happy with that. I thought we had some really good support off the bench. Kenny Howard, he missed a lot of shots in the Oskaloosa game at the rim against Jackson Heights. He did a lot better there. Andrew Swin came off the bench, gave us some good rebounds, good defense, helped us on that end of the floor. In both games, we were able to play a lot of guys, you know, and trying to see what's working for us as the season comes to an end, and we look forward to getting on with Substate.
Yeah, you've got 3 more games here before Substate standings will be released, and your guys are in a decent spot. I mean, right now you're in the third spot of that 2A Valley Heights Substate with Riverside and Valley Falls in front of you. There is an outside chance to still get the one seed here with more wins and a couple of losses by Valley Falls and Riverside both. But when you look at your schedule, you've got a tough game against coming up tomorrow night against Horton and then McLeod. The biggest game, though, Pea Ridge coming up next Tuesday. That'll be the biggest game here on your schedule heading forward. So what do you look at here in these final 3?
We don't want to overlook anybody right now. We play our best basketball at home. You know, we were able to get a split early with JCN. We beat them here, lost there. We got a split with Valley Falls, beat them here, lost there. And now we're looking at Pleasant Ridge. We lost the first game of the year to Pleasant Ridge on their floor, and we're hoping senior night, which is Tuesday, the guys come ready to go for their last regular season home game and earn a split with Pleasant Ridge. And if we do that and we get some help from some other teams on beating Valley Falls and beating Riverside, you know, there's still a chance to get that number one seed. You know, you like to be in charge of your own destiny, but that's not where we are right now. And so we got to rely on other teams beating Valley Falls and Riverside and take care of our own business and see what happens.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on that win over Jackson Heights last night, and good luck against Horton coming up tomorrow night. But thank you for taking the time. As always, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Brad Kunicki, head coach of the Moramount Academy boys, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.